Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies expected with fog and spots early today, with daytime highs approaching 37. 25 tonight, slight chance for mixed precipitation. Tomorrow, high of 46. High temperatures reach up to 53 Sunday under mainly cloudy skies. 60 Monday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 28.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the new year officially here for 2026, some things will be changing in the state of Kansas with new laws taking effect. One of them, including those that may be driving hybrid or electric vehicles in the state, is according to state officials. They say that the annual registration fees for hybrid and electric vehicles will be increasing this year, saying it will help offset the gas tax EV drivers do not pay at the pump. KWCH News reports that according to the state, they estimate a higher fees would bring in roughly $3.5 million a year, with state, cities, and counties splitting the money for road construction, where the annual registration fee for hybrid vehicles will double to $100, while electric vehicle fees will rise up to $165. Hybrid trucks will also have to pay an annual, with hybrid trucks paying $125 and electric trucks paying $200. The Sierra Club of Kansas has responded, saying that the fees are not fair and argues that EV drivers typically drive fewer miles and should not be charged compared to those that drive gas vehicles.
The Kia Season of New Tradition sales event at Midwest Kia is on, and the deals are stacking up just in time for Christmas. Right now, get 0% APR on select new 2025 Kia models with Kia Motors Finance. Then find the ornament on the windshield to stack another $750 off. Gift yourself even more savings with exclusive dealer discounts from Midwest Kia with up to 4% off MSRP. And yes, that can be combined with the national incentives. Trading in with qualified trade, get up to $1,000 additional dealer discount. That's 0% financing, ornament cash, dealer discount, and a $1,000 trade-in bonus, all on top of Kia's legendary value and 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. But hurry, these deals end January 5th. Visit MidwestKia.com or stop by today for a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Example stock number K14927, 2025 NERO, MSRP 34405, 4% dealer discount of $1,376, 0% APR up to 60 months plus $750 bonus cash with approved credit through Kia Motors Finance, $16 per month for $1,000 finance. Trade assist is a dealer discount available with qualifying trade-in 2018 or newer under 100,000 miles. Warranties are limited powertrain warranty.
The attorneys general for both the state of Kansas and the state of Missouri have announced they are celebrating securing more than $150 million in a settlement against the luxury car company known as Mercedes-Benz. According to AG Chris Kobach in the state of Kansas and the attorney general for the state of Missouri, they did join in a coalition comprised of 48 other attorney generals across the U.S. in a settlement with Mercedes-Benz USA for violating state laws regarding vehicle emissions. According to the lawsuit, they say the company violated state laws by leasing vehicles to consumers with illegal emission defeat devices, where the devices can be a hardware component or software that manipulates or changes the amount of emissions, including nitrogen oxide, being expelled from the vehicle. The coalition said that between 2008 and 2016, the devices were equipped on more than 200,000 cars nationwide. As the state of Missouri will be receiving more than $3 million in the settlement, Kansas will receive more than $250,000. They say the money will be distributed in the early part of 2026. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Craig Uden has officially began his one-year term beginning earlier this month as president of the Nebraska Cattlemen's Association after the announcement that was made during the holiday week. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, the fourth-generation cattleman from the Johnson Lake area is a partner of the Dar Feedlot Incorporated as well and a commercial cattle feeding operation in central Nebraska. After the announcement, he did release a statement saying, quote, "When it comes to the beef cattle industry, there will always be issues to solve. The true meaning of sustainability is learning and adapting to the challenges that we face. We must come together to solve the important issues and educate producers in order for our business to thrive. I look forward to tackling industry issues with like-minded people over the next year." Uden has a graduate degree from the University of Nebraska and has been involved with the Cattlemen's Association since the mid-1980s, serving as the NCBA president back in 2017. Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
The Kia Season of New Tradition sales event at Midwest Kia is on, and the deals are stacking up just in time for Christmas. Right now, get 0% APR on select new 2025 Kia models with Kia Motors Finance. Then, find the ornament on the windshield to stack another $750 off. Gift yourself even more savings with exclusive dealer discounts from Midwest Kia with up to 4% off MSRP. And yes, that can be combined with the national incentives. Trading in? With qualified trade, get up to $1,000 additional dealer discount. That's 0% financing, ornament cash, dealer discount, and a $1,000 trade-in bonus. All on top of Kia's legendary value and 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. But hurry, these deals end January 5th. Visit MidwestKia.com or stop by today for a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Example stock number K14927, 2025 NERO, MSRP 34405, 4% dealer discount of $1,376, 0% APR up to 60 months plus $750 bonus cash with approved credit through Kia Motors Finance, $16 per month for $1,000 finance. Trade assist is a dealer discount available with qualifying trade-in 2018 or newer under 100,000 miles. Warranties are limited powertrain warranty.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Gage County authorities arrested a Beatrice man, 40-year-old David Barrett, on theft, burglary, and related charges in the Virginia, Wymore, Liberty, and Beatrice areas after midnight Sunday through midday Monday. Night shift deputies assisted in a search for a car stolen out of Beatrice. The suspect then shoplifted items at Casey's in Wymore around 6:30 a.m. Monday, refusing to leave for several minutes. Deputies, though, were unable to locate the vehicle or suspect, who then stole another vehicle from a resident south of Virginia about 12:30 Monday afternoon. The suspect then went to the Farmers Cooperative in Virginia and stole several office items. An employee alerted authorities who arrived at the scene and arrested Barrett on several crimes, including theft, motor vehicle theft, burglary, shoplifting, and trespassing. All items reported stolen were recovered, and the Farmers Co-op employee was not injured. Waterville Mayor Rich Anderson will step down from the post due to job requirements effective January 2nd. He served as mayor the past 4 years and councilman 4 years prior to that. Chuck Tryon will assume the job of Waterville Mayor. Our public affairs program this weekend will focus on proposed improvements to the Odell City Park. The village recently approved a plan for improvements. And Perry Gottesen will be our guest on the public affairs program airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. A celebration of life service for Michael K. Mike Kramer, age 66, of Greenleaf, who passed away December 15th, is planned Saturday, January 3rd at noon at the Greenleaf American Legion, with a Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Mike Kramer. Delbert F. Grafe, age 92, of Hollenburg, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. from the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Delbert Grafe. Betty J. Latta, age 95, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday from noon until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 4 until 6 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Betty Latta. Darlene L. Mullenbrink, age 90, of Bremen, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30. At the Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen, burial in the church cemetery. Family visitation Monday from 5 until 7 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Darlene Mullenbrink. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Friday, roast beef, mashed potatoes, carrots, and peaches. Monday's menu, chicken strips with a biscuit, baked beans, Brussels sprouts, and blushing pears.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly cloudy skies today with our highs in the mid-30s and mid-40s. There will be a slight chance for some snow and freezing drizzle overnight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s. And mostly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Still staying sunny by Sunday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. and partly cloudy skies into Sunday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. More sunshine and still warmer throughout next Monday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Partly cloudy skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly sunny skies into Tuesday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Still staying sunny as we head into next Wednesday with our highs in the mid 50s and lower 60s. Then staying partly cloudy throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. And some rain showers possible by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early January 47, record high on this date 71. The average low 24 and the record low is 1 degree. Sunrise this morning 7:30, sunset this evening at 5:03.
I'm Alex Sabario. The semifinals in the college football playoff is now set after a trifecta of New Year's Day bowl games set the table for next week. In the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans, a rematch between two SEC teams, Ole Miss looking for revenge of a regular season loss to Georgia, found themselves in the closing seconds tied at 34 before Lucas Carnero lined up with a chance to win it with his leg.
Here is Carnero to give Ole Miss the lead and put them seconds away from the college football playoff semifinals. Carter Short will snap it back. Oscar Bird will hold it, and Carnero for the lead from 47 yards. He got it. Ole Miss leads Georgia 37-34 with 6 seconds remaining.
On ESPN Radio, Ole Miss moving on with a 39-34 win. They pick up a safety on the ensuing kickoff. Seventh Sugar Bowl win by the Rebels. Trinidad Chambliss with 30 of 46 with 362 yards, 2 touchdowns in the win. The Rebels move on to face Miami in the Fiesta Bowl. As for the other side of the bracket, top-seeded Indiana dominated from start to finish, outgained Alabama by 221 yards, smoked the Crimson Tide 38-3 to win the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. Hoosiers quarterback Fernando Mendoza on the confidence his team is playing with.
Yeah, I'm very confident the way this team is playing. I think it's not just myself. I think our entire team and our coaching staff really enjoys football. We really enjoy football, and I think that's why we work so hard today, and we work really hard every single day, because not only do we enjoy football, we also enjoy winning, and we know what that takes. So every single day, we're always going to put our best foot forward.
Hoosiers will face Oregon, who shut out Texas Tech 23-0 in the Orange Bowl. Jordan Davison with 2 rushing touchdowns for the Ducks. It's Oregon's 5th win versus a ranked opponent this season, and it's just the second time in 25 seasons that the Red Raiders have been shut out. Indiana and Oregon will face off in the Peach Bowl in Atlanta. ESPN NFL analyst Troy Aikman will join the Miami Dolphins as a consultant in the team's search for a new general manager, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. Aikman's advisory role is temporary, will not affect his role as an analyst for Monday Night.
Hi, I'm Michael from The War and Treaty. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. Only Novo Nordisk makes FDA-approved Ozempic. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5 milligram, 1 milligram, and 2 milligrams.
You love to travel? Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
High school basketball teams back in play Friday. In our feature game, Frankfort entertains Hanover. Battle of the Wildcats live on FM 95.5. Streaming at KNDYradio.com and always available on our free mobile app. Axtell tips off at Washington County. Lynn travels to Donovan West. Centralia's at Clifton Clyde. Diller Odell hosting Deschler. And the Southern Girls are at Meridian. Marysville resumes play Monday, tipping off at Centralia. Live coverage on AM 1570, FM 94.1, with Marysville at Chapman Tuesday.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stock futures point to a higher start to the trading year this morning. The major averages were hit with losses during the final session of 2025, with the Dow Jones losing 300 points to close just above 48,000. The NASDAQ and S&P each fell 0.75%. The Trump administration says one-time payments to farmers from a $12 billion aid package will go out by the end of February. The money is meant to help growers hurt by last year's trade fights. Critics say it won't be enough. An automaker that most Americans have never heard of is about to outsell one they're very familiar with. Chinese electric vehicle builder BYD says sales of its battery-powered cars hit 2.26 million units last year to Tesla's 1.6 million. After 6 decades on the job and with a net worth of about $150 billion, Warren Buffett has retired from his post as CEO of Berkshire Hathaway. The 95-year-old will stay on as chairman of the board. Jim Ryan, ABC.
Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center wants to remind everyone when you are looking for long or short-term care to call them to discuss the type of care required. From Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness.
We know what it takes to be a successful producer. Hard work and strong values. Like you, we have roots in this community and want to see it grow. We're ready to meet your banking and lending needs with experts who understand crops, livestock, and equipment. We know your business and your values. Talk to us. Citizens State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. The long-awaited Farmer Bridge Assistant rates are out. Rice and cotton will receive the highest per acre rates in keeping with earlier predictions. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said farmers who qualify for the FBA program can expect payments in their bank accounts by February 28 of 2026. The following per acre rates apply. Corn, $44.36. Soybeans, $30.88. Wheat, $39.35. Cotton, $117.35. Rice, $132.89. Peanuts, $55.65. Sorghum, $48.11. Barley, $20.51. Canola, $23.57. Sunflower, $17.32. Lentils, $23.98. Peas, $19.60. Oats, $81.75. Mustard, $23.21. Safflower, $24.86. Flax, $8.05. Chickpeas, $26.46 for large, $33.36 for small, and sesame, $13.68. Oilseeds, rapeseed, and crambie, which were included in the original list of commodities to receive payments according to USDA's December 8th announcement of the bridge payments, were not included in the December 31st rate list. The payments, which amount to around $11 billion, are intended to bridge the gap between current economic straits of farmers dealing with unfair market disruptions and the stepped-up farmer support programs from the previously titled One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which will take effect in October of 2026. In addition to the $11 billion for row crops, $1 billion was set aside for specialty crops and sugar. The December 31st rate announcement, like the December 8th initial announcement of the bridge payments, notes timelines for payments to producers of these crops are still under development. The bridge payments are funded under the Commodity Credit Corporation and will be administered by the Farm Service Agency based on 2025 acreage reports. Payments will be released to eligible producers by February 28th. Happy New Year to everybody out there. Let's leave those trends in 2025 behind us and start 2026 off on a strong note.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54 and online at eldoradolivestock.com, is closed for the holiday season and getting ready for 2026. El Dorado Livestock Auction wants to tell you Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We'll be closed on Christmas Day, December 25th, and on New Year's Day, January 1st, with the first sale of the year back on Thursday, January 8th. Check out El Dorado Livestock, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54 and online at eldoradolivestock.com.
It can be challenging for U.S. farmers to make a profit in the grain markets. Reduce your risk exposure by purchasing professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers. The members of the Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance invest 15% of their sales into product research and development to help farmers like you maximize their crop performance every year. Bringing new seed innovations requires time, extensive research, and farmer partnership, the kind of commitments the seed companies of SEPA are investing in. Thank you for buying new seed and supporting U.S. seed innovation. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. White-tailed deer can create positive and negative values for people. K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts discusses how they contribute positively and negatively to the people, animals, and environment around them.
hunting kind of fits in two categories. When we think about the values of wildlife, physical utility and recreation are both values. So physical utility, of course, would be anything that we can use that comes from an animal that we harvest. The recreational value associated with wildlife is basically our enjoyment from hunting or from wildlife watching and those sorts of things.
White-tailed deer can also cause issues for people, explains Ricketts.
So when we think about negative values just in general that wildlife can have, loss of agricultural production is important, destruction of property, and that property may be your house, it may be your car, it may be your dog. Anything that you own or possess, human injuries and fatalities are important. That's where disease fits in. Also, damage to native ecosystems or other wildlife. So deer playing a role to maintain ecosystems, but we also have an example of how they can really cause a lot of damage to some ecosystems too.
He says what farmers should consider if deer continue to damage part of their field.
If you've got an agricultural crop and you've got really good deer cover adjacent to it, then we might actually try and remove that cover. Next to trees, we tend to have that rain shadow effect where the trees are sucking up all the nutrients in the area, the drip line of their roots, basically. And so we see really low production right next to the trees. And deer browsing in those areas on soybeans and corn and milo and those sorts of crops really is exacerbated by the fact that production is already low in those spots. So one thing that we could do is plant a CRP buffer strip in that field edge, and those have multiple benefits, right? But one benefit of it is shifting the edge out to where the deer browsing is going to be swamped out by the higher production that we see there. And deer may also feed less out there than they would right next to that good cover of the woods. We're actually getting rent off of that grass that's there permanently rather than every year having tillage costs or fuel or seed or herbicides and all those sorts of things.
That was K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts with deer's impact on their surroundings. Learn more at www.wildlife.k-state.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Sparkling wine or champagne that has gone flat shouldn't go down the drain. We will share some alternative uses today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 2nd, the second day of the year. Sci-fi author Isaac Asimov was born on this day, and President Richard Nixon signed a national 55-mile-per-hour speed limit into law 52 years ago today. Still have some leftover bubbly from New Year's Eve? Uncorked champagne goes flat quickly, but you can still make use of it around the home. Try these clever ideas. It's said to be a refreshing and detoxifying skin toner. Dab some on a cotton pad and wipe across your face. Champagne will give your shoes a shiny finish after applying shoe polish. It cuts the fat in the polish, allowing leather's natural color to shine through. And there are all kinds of cooking uses. Try adding some to your scrambled eggs to make them extra fluffy. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier, and happy New Year's Eve. Kansas State women's basketball team is back in action with a tip-off today at 2 p.m. as it is their final one of 2025 before they go into conference plays that starts on Sunday, January 4th. The women's basketball team fell to number 8 TCU this past weekend with a 77-55 loss, as the head coach for the women's basketball team says they have some work to do going into the new year.
We've got an extremely young group that has played that way at times, and at times they've played above their years, and at times you look out there and you go, they're freshmen and they got to grow up as quick as they can, and so we have some real inconsistencies there. But I would give TCU credit in that they didn't give us anything easy, and so therefore everything was a grind, right? And so there wasn't many open looks. They really guarded our three-point shot well.
At American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
We know right now is a really tough time, and the last thing you want to do is costly repairs to your home. Hi, this is Tony Javier with Professional Home Buyers. What if I told you that you never had to do repairs to your home again? That's right. Let us do the work for you. Just call 685-SELL. That's 685-7355. Whether it's a total fixer-upper or in perfect condition, we will buy your home as is and get you cash in as little as 7 days, all with no fees, no commissions, and no hassle. Professional Home Buyers will buy any property in any condition. Vacant houses, inherited houses, foreclosures, even homes in good condition that you just need out of. Call 685-SELL. That's 685-7355. Best of all, there are no banks, no realtors, and no showings to picky buyers. Just cash in your pocket quickly and when you need it. Professional Home Buyers, the easiest way to sell your home. Call us now at 685-SELL. That's 685-7355.
Professional Home Buyers, calling us pays to get your cash in days.
With the deal officially done for the Kansas City Chiefs moving over to the Kansas side of the line, Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson said that this has been a conversation going on for years, including with negotiations coming from the previous Speaker of the House for Kansas, Ron Reichman.
It was really a bit of a journey, and it started a lot longer ago than most people would think. Clear back to the prior Speaker of the House, Ron Reichman, who's from the area and knew some people that thought there might be a potential there. It seemed like it could be a bit of a dream back then.
That audio from WIBW News, where Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says it's not just about the stadium, but all the economic incentives that we're going to see throughout the years.
Just to get that stadium and the ancillary entertainment district built, the new practice fields in Olathe, the new headquarters in Olathe. I think it's $4 billion is going to be invested in facilities, the stadium, but then all of the, you know, the shops and the bars and the restaurants.
Mid-America Network Sports.
High school basketball teams back in play Friday. In our feature game, Frankfort entertains Hanover. Battle of the Wildcats live on FM 95.5. Streaming at KNDYRadio.com and always available on our free mobile app. Axtell tips off at Washington County. Lynn travels to Donovan West. Centralia's at Clifton Clyde. Diller Odell hosting Deschler. And the Southern girls are at Meridian. Marysville resumes play Monday, tipping off at Centralia. Live coverage on AM 1570, FM 94.1. With Marysville at Chapman Tuesday.
You're tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive look at the athletics and athletes within the Twin Valley League. Joined by Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Spotlight, I'm Max Blasky with KNDY. The TVL Rundown is a service of the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf and Bruna Implement.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff at Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it. always dedicated to their customers. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations, and they know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer. With locations in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska. Stop by or give them a call today.
Welcome into the TVL Rundown with Max Plaski here. KNDY Radio, just giving you a quick rundown of action that happened here this week. Four Twin Valley League teams were in action in a new winter showcase. Lynn, Washington, Frankfort, and Valley Heights all playing. That actually got kicked off last Tuesday, but in most recent action on... That actually got kicked off two Tuesdays ago, but in most recent action here this past Tuesday and Wednesday, in action down in Frankfort, it was the Thayer Central girls taking care of Frankfort girls 44-7, while the Frankfort boys picked up a 45-34 victory over Thayer. Lynn got this clean sweep over Rock Hills as Lynn girls defeated the Lady Grizzlies 52-40, and Lynn boys defeated Rock Hills 55-38. In action Tuesday over at Valley Heights, Washington County girls defeated Superior 36-25, while the Washington County boys fell in a tight contest 38-35. As for the Valley Heights Mustangs, it was the girls that dominated Fairbury 69-39, while Fairbury boys handled Valley Heights 66-31. In action Wednesday, closing out the new winter showcase from Washington, it was the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs dominant over Superior 52-25 as senior Ava Smith goes over 1,000 career points this week. Meanwhile, in the boys' contest, Superior handled Valley Heights 58-33. Washington County girls fell to Fairbury 51-35, and Fairbury got the clean sweep as they defeated Washington County boys 54-34. In action down at Lynn, it was the Frankfort girls falling to Rock Hills 42-34, while the Frankfort boys dominated Rock Hills 50-27. And in the Lynn contest, the Lynn Lady Bulldogs fell to a very solid Thayer Central team 62-51, while the boys got a last-second free throw from Noah Thalman to give them the one-point victory over Thayer Central 47-46. Most Twin Valley League teams will be back in action today, kicking off league play again, as Axtell will be at Washington, Lynn at Donovan West, Centralia at Clifton Clyde, and Hanover will be at Frankfort with that broadcast coverage on FM 95.5. Many Twin Valley League teams will have an opportunity to get off on the right foot in league play as well, as the top four teams in the girls' standings early in the year, as Valley Heights, Blue Valley, Lynn, and Hanover all undefeated in the league play. Blue Valley Lady Rams undefeated at 6-0, Lynn Lady Bulldogs 7-2, Valley Heights 6-2, with Hanover being 4-1. As the Twin Valley League boys standings look after the 2025 portion of the calendar year, it's the Axtell boys, Frankfort boys, Hanover boys, and Centralia boys all undefeated in league play, with Axtell and Hanover being 5-0, Frankfort 7-3, and Centralia 1-3 as they kick off play here for 2026. Again, be sure and follow the TVL Sports Spotlight on Facebook. Jeff Wirtz has you updated with all the stats, stories, and more from every Twin Valley League team, as well as on tvlsportsspotlight.blog to check out full schedules, stories, and everything Twin Valley League, courtesy of the TVL Rundown. Again, we hope you had a good start to the new year. We thank you, as always, for tuning in to the TVL Rundown, and we'll see you next week as we get ready for the most anticipated time of the year, which is the TVL Tournament starting in mid-January.
You've been tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive look at the athletics and athletes within the Twin Valley League. Joined by Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Spotlight, I'm Max Blasky with KNDY. The TVL Rundown is a service of the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf and Bruna Implement.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies expected with fog and spots early today, with daytime highs approaching 37. 25 tonight, slight chance for mixed precipitation. Tomorrow, high of 46. High temperatures reach up to 53 Sunday under mainly cloudy skies. 60 Monday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 28.
KNDY.